BOE back in session. All right, we have BOE. How many do you have altogether?
I believe there's seven.
Seven. And that's BVH Investments. Warner.
Warner Heritage.
And Branson Lodging.
Correct.
Lodgings, okay. Is this similar issues to what we've had before?
Yes, very similar issues.
Okay. Do you have anything to say on these?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, so on the classification, I'm not going to repeat the other things that you've heard multiple times through several folks, including myself. Just want to take the opportunity to add one thing that might have slipped your minds, that there's 114 counties and one city in the state that have assessors. And out of those...
Have a what?
An assessor to do this. Out of those, 13 counties have changed to commercial. Two of them, Jackson County and Texas County, have reversed the assessor's decision to make them keep them residential, and 100 counties are not even touching it.
No.
Thank you.
All right, and is there anything else on the classification issue on that? But did you have valuation issues, or have you figured those out?
There is valuation issues on the Warner Heritage and the BVH. For the Branson Lodgings, that owner would like to just have on record why they went so high up on Vineyards. I did hear the recording on the reasonings, but if you don't mind just saying again why for this recording, that would be great.
Branson Lodgings you're talking about?
Branson Lodgings, yes. There's two Vineyards.
Okay, that would be BOE 103 and 104. Okay, and the values I have on them both are 131, 780. Okay, and I don't know, I think this is one where the card went out, it was higher than what it is now.
Correct, and they dramatically increased.
Okay, and I think that there was this was the one where the 2011...
There was a 30% back from 2011 that was written in the back of the program
and
that
we
had no control over, and when we discovered it, we had it removed.
Gotcha. Now, she just said that. Is there anything else that you'd like on the record about that?
Nope.
As far
that's all for the valuation. Okay. Yes, thank you. And those two properties are the only two nightly rentals that owner has.
Okay, and that is, is there a preference of which one, 2907? Let's see. It looks like they're the same address, so they just...
They're right next to each other,
right, side by side. Number, so it doesn't really
matter. Unit 5 or unit 6, does it matter?
It does not matter, no.
Okay.
Is there one that was previously 25-75 split?
Yeah. Is the owner withdrawing the valuation appeal on 103 and 104, or do you just want us to make a ruling?
If you could just make a ruling, so
okay,
it's...
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, as to BOE 103, I would make a motion. We classify it as mixed use. 25% commercial, 75% residential, and deny change in value.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
As to BOE 104, I would make a motion that we deny change in classification and change in valuation.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motions pass as to 103 and 104. And then going to BVH Investments, let's talk about the valuation.
Sure. Those are all in Chateau Cove. They would like to know that the depreciation points have been applied to all five of those properties.
And the Warner you're talking
Correct.
About?
Okay. Yes, BVH and Warner. Those five properties are owned by the same person. They have both the LLCs.
And you're just looking for confirmation from the assessor that those things have been done?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And then one of them has too much square footage that they've been assessed on. The one on Hilltop, Chateau Hilltop, it's been assessed for four levels. They only have three levels and a crawl space. But it does look like four levels from just visually outside.
Okay. Have you gotten with them to change that, or how's, what's been done with that, on the crawl space versus the?
First I'm hearing about it, so we can make that change.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, do you want to, so we can table, you want to table that one as that, as the evaluation?
Yeah, did you want to go do that now?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, is that something, like, we could do it today kind of thing, or is that?
Oh, yeah, right now, yesterday was a little more of an exercise, but.
Sure, and then, okay, is there anything else on the evaluation? Just wanted to know the depreciation, and has that been, that factor been applied, or however it's done?
So with the chateau, it's, you know, they're, I think they're at a 97 condition, so.
There's.
Couple to 3 years have gone by, so I think what she's referring to is a condition reappraisal for time.
Okay.
It would take a couple off.
As to these five, then, do you have a few minutes to sit down with her and then see if we can come back and have a resolution? If not, then I'll, you know, put anything on the record you want so that you can do what you need to do. We'll just let you guys, I don't even need to table it. We'll just pass it until a little later.
And as far as classification, the one on Chateau Cove Boulevard, I think it's 250, that's the highest value one.
Okay, for BVH Investments, and that's not, you're not the owner, it's somebody?
I'm not the owner, no.
Okay, and I'll ask on the record again, the owners of these properties don't own any other properties at this?
No, just those five.
Okay.
Do you know anything about this one?
I'll make that motion when we resolve the other stuff, okay? All right, thank you.
So the changes are made in 24, but you're supposed to make them.
We've got an in-person with.
Done for 25, it's on my desk.
On 125, so, and it looks like the rest of them this morning are also in-person.
So do we have a final total, because he just needs a final total for that?
So the only other thing we could do besides those right now, I suppose, would be to try to make some of these calls for this afternoon. See if we can. Is that all right with everybody?
Yep.
All right.
So I won't have an accurate number. I need to jump to that.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and all the rest of them this morning are in person, so we're going to try to move on to the afternoon docket. I assume most of these are probably the.
Okay, the one thing you do need to know, though, is number 181.
Okay.
That has to be recalculated in 26. This is the Welk Resort, and.
Oh, is this an afternoon docket case? Okay, 181. What about 181?
181, it was split into three in the middle of a state tax commission appeal. So it was kind of a mess. Dan's loading it in so he can get you a figure that's going to carry through 26, but it has to be with the new indexes in there. So he's going to have to run that while he's back there and then bring that number for you to put into 25. And so it shows for 26, so.
Okay, so we need to skip 181 for the moment?
Yeah.
Okay. Go on to 182. I'm just looking through. It would appear that most of the rest of these in the afternoon teleconference are nightly rental. There's an innovative properties management on BOE 184. Is that a condo, I assume? It says Island View Way.
It's a lodge.
It is a lodge, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let me start on BOE 182, see if I can get a hold of them.
Recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. We've had a break in our morning docket, so we thought we'd try to call some people who are set in the afternoon. We'd like to see if we could take it up early. I'll try to call you back here soon. Thank you. BOE 183. Oh, no, that's the same one. Oh, the first three are the same one.
Your call cannot be.
Okay. So these three are the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we can get a hold of people, this might be a short day. All right, I'm going to go on to BOE 193.
Trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
This is David Akers from the Taney County BOE. I was trying to reach Angela Rodriguez. We have a break in our morning docket, and we think we can probably get to you this morning, so I'm going to try to call you back. We're hoping that you can take us up early. We know we are on the afternoon docket. Thank you.
She's the daughter of the person that's coming in up above.
I'm sorry?
She's the daughter.
Oh, she's the daughter of the...
The first person, I think.
Of, okay, so that has the three.
It's not a nightly rental, yeah.
That has the three, gotcha.
Yeah.
All
so right. 193 and 126 appear to be related somehow.
All right. This is David Akers of the Taney County BOE. We know we got you set this afternoon, but we've got a lull on our morning docket, and I was hoping I might be able to take you up early.
David, that's fine. This works out even better.
Okay.
That's great.
Sounds great. All right.
If you guys have time, that's fine for me.
So okay. This looks like solid ground investments. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you or the owners of Solid Ground own any other rental properties or, excuse me, nightly rental properties in Taney County?
So my wife and I are the owners. So okay. My wife is Lindsay and I'm Bay. So we own the property at Rocky Shores, which is 187 Poolside Path. And then we recently closed on 245 Short Creek, which is in Tall Timbers. So there's the two properties there.
Okay.
I don't think I had that initially, because I think when I submitted it was just...
You didn't have Tall Timbers yet?
Tall Timbers.
Yeah. Isn't it January 1?
Yeah, and when was it built? I'm looking.
June...
No, I'm sorry. I was talking to the assessor for just a second. No, it's all right. So his recent purchase...
If it is in service on January 1, is when
right.
It counts.
So he would just have the one as of January 1. He wouldn't
correct.
Have that.
Correct. His date acquired was June 6.
Yeah. Obviously, with the new one, if you're going to put it in a rental program, you just need to let the assessor know on the nightly rental affidavit. But as of January 1, if you only own the one property and you had it in nightly rental, what we've been doing is if the LLC or the same owners only own the one property in Taney County, we give a break on the first one of a 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Okay.
And then anything after that becomes 100% commercial.